Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Kenyans are casting ballots in their country's presidential election, bringing to a close yet another turbulent campaign season in the economically vital East African nation. Voters began lining up hours before dawn Tuesday to cast their ballots in hotly contested nationwide polls. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is among the international observers.
We're going to watch the whole day unfold, and we'll look at the whole picture. We'll talk with the election officials. We'll talk with the other observers. And over the course of the next day and a half, 2 days, solid judgments can begin to be made.
This year's election is the second consecutive election between the incumbent, 55-year-old Uhuru Kenyatta, and his longtime rival, 72-year-old Raila Odinga, who's making his fourth run for the presidency. Kenyatta has the support of Kenya's majority Kikuyu ethnic tribe, while Odinga is favored by ethnic Luo people. South African lawmakers will cast secret ballots Tuesday in a no-confidence motion that could drive long-serving President Jacob Zuma from office. Zuma has survived previous no-confidence votes since first taking office in 2009, despite constant allegations of corruption and criticism of his economic stewardship. The country is mired in deep recession and high unemployment, and its credit ratings have been downgraded since Zuma fired Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan in March. Tuesday's motion is the first to be held by secret ballot, giving hope to opposition lawmakers that enough members of the ruling African National Congress Party will provide necessary votes. This is VOA News.